next bill for our consideration will be House Bill 74. Will the reading clerk please read the bill?
House Bill 74, sponsored by Representative Miller, Small Modular Nuclear Reactor Permitting, an act relating to environmental quality and utilities. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 74, Small Modular Nuclear Reactor Permitting, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Representatives Edwards, Flitner, Freeman, Haley, Miller, Newsom, Tass, Winter, Yin. Representative Miller, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that House Bill number 74 do pass, and I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee amendments. And depending on what we do with the discussion of the bill, if we get into the weeds, I may ask you to vote aye on the Standing Committee amendment. If we don't get into the weeds on this particular discussion, I'm going to bring all those amendments one at a time on second reading to make it a little bit easier to follow. So with that, let me explain what the bill does. There is a handout in your box that it's a two-page handout with some pictures of some nuclear power plants and some airplanes and things like that on it. I just want to run through this real quick of why we have nuclear power right now. Nuclear power in the U.S. generates 20% or so of our electrical generation needs. That's a great thing. It's produced from 96 power plants. There's roughly 435 nuclear power plants around the world. And what I'm talking about here, the current nuclear fleet in the U.S. are very large boiling water and light water reactors. And they're generally 1,000 or greater megawatts. What this bill is looking at are what they're calling small modular reactors. SMR is the acronym. So I'll use SMR a lot. And what this bill is proposing that if indeed a utility makes a decision to shut down a coal plant in the US, I want this in their basket to be able to consider putting a small modular reactor or a series of small modular reactors in the place of the nuclear power plant. The neat thing about the existing coal plants is a lot of the infrastructure, the siting, the permitting, frankly, the employees are already there. And simply, as one of our people on the committee, simply replacing the engine like you would in your Ford pickup with a new power unit, that's what we would be doing here. The grid would stay exactly the same. I don't think they'll be able to use the steam turbines. They'll have to be specially designed for whatever the small modular reactors are capable of producing. But the handout, go to page one of the handout. Upper left says conventional reactor versus small modular reactor. Small modular reactors are a type of nuclear fission reactor which are smaller than conventional reactors and manufactured at a plant. That's a key. They're manufactured at a plant. They're not one-off copies like the 435 nuclear power plants operating around the world right now. Modular reactors allow for less on-site construction, increased containment efficiency, and heightened nuclear material security. The upper right-hand portion of that particular handout shows a conventional nuclear power plant on the right and a small modular reactor on the left. That happens to be a certain type of small modular reactor. The sizes that I've seen, there's over 50 different designs under. Some are actually operating in some foreign countries right now. Some are in the final stages of permitting in the U.S. right now. But they range from anywhere 10 to 20 megawatts up to 300 megawatts. By definition, 300 megawatts is the top limit of a small modular reactor. On the lower left, this is the real reason SMRs are receiving a lot of press and a lot of interest around the world, is the real power of SMRs is that they can't melt down. And no humans, no computers, have to intervene for the thing just to cool down on its own. And the critical time, of course, is the first few hours to the first few days. The design is for the water convection to circulate without any pumps. And then once the water is gone, it allows air to circulate without any electrical supply. So it's quite a bit different than the designs that are out there right now. The lower right-hand picture shows an assembly line. That's, another trademark of small modular reactors. They'll be made in factories. There'll be a lot more uniformity. And frankly, the complexity of a nuclear power plant is no more than a modern aircraft. Frankly, our nuclear industry probably has a record that is maybe even better than our aircraft industry as far as accidents go. The back page, upper left, is a map of Wyoming that shows where our existing coal plants are, the 7,000 megawatts of current power generation. So these would be the sites where it would be easy to swap out the engines of the existing coal-fired plants. And again, I have nothing against coal. I want coal to stay in Wyoming forever. But if a utility is making a decision to shut one of these down, I would much rather replace it with a small modular reactor than another 200 square miles of wind turbines or more. So those are the locations in Wyoming. The upper right shows that the reactor itself will be transported on site by a truck or a train. Again, this is quite different than the way the modern 1,000 megawatt reactors right now are transported. The lower left corner shows a particular model of small modular reactors, and this particular one I think is 60 megawatts, and it shows a series of these put into place. This one has six of them for a six pack. So if they're 60 megawatts each, six of them would be 360 megawatts. So that's the size of some of our medium-sized coal-powered plants in Wyoming. And finally, the lower right-hand side, there's a big black square that shows a 200 square mile square of the amount of wind power that is necessary to replace the plant at Kemmer, Wyoming. The small square on the left side shows the footprint of the existing coal-fired plant. It's about 2 square miles, 200 for the wind, 2 square miles for the coal, and the tiny little square with a white outline in the middle shows the footprint of a series of small modular reactors, about 60 acres. So this is what we're talking about. Let me go to the bill right now. And the bill isn't that complex. We're just trying to avoid duplicative permitting efforts as we go forward. And bottom of page one, section one, we create a new section, 3511-2101. That's the section that discusses what an SMR is. The majority of the bill is taxation. 3923-101 to 3923-111 are new sections that impose a $5 per megawatt hour tax on the production of this nuclear power in Wyoming. And I've had some people concerned about that tax rate, but you know, the question should be, where did I come up with $5? I did look at how much tax revenue the coal that those power plants were consuming would have generated. What kind of tax would we have to put on the small modular reactor generator to replace the taxation from coal? I came up with $5. You know, if we're somewhere between $1 and $2 in taxes on a ton of coal, this is about right. If we get more than $2, then this might be a little light. But I've had some people say that maybe we should make this the same as wind, make it $1 a megawatt hour. But I'll let the body decide on second and third reading how we want to handle that. So in committee, we had a number of amendments. You have an amendment on your inbox that looks something like this. It has four different divisions in it. And depending on the questions, I'm going to ask you to vote no on the amendment, and I'll bring each of these divisions separately in committee of the whole, so they can, they're just one issue for each of the amendments. So with that, I'm here to answer questions, and if there's no questions, I'll go, okay, we have a question.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A quick question. So I noticed that we have some permitting issues in here as far as the NRC, and my question is do we anticipate that this would be handled at the federal level, or do you anticipate that we would end up looking at taking jurisdictional authority over for something like this with the NRC as well?
Representative Miller.
Thank you for that question, Mr. Chairman. That's a great question. I don't know of any nuclear power plant that doesn't fall under the jurisdiction of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and that's what some of the bill does. It takes our DEQ out of the discussion in certain areas because everything is subject to the NRC, and the NRC does it to the nines to start with. Some of the amendments in the bill right now as written takes out the PSC, and they weren't too happy with that. You know, I'm trying to lower the regulatory burden on trying to get something like this going. But the PSC discussed it. I'm going to probably vote for that when we do that amendment on second reading. But, you know, they've been around for 105 years. I don't know if they've outlived their usefulness. I've seen some discussions from some of the other members in this group in various bills that have come up of whether it's still necessary. But at this point, I think it probably is.
Representative Olson.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'm looking at page 4, lines 9 through 15, and this is in regards to the spent fuel and the storage of it. And this provision says that these small reactors shall not store spent nuclear fuel on site without first meeting all the requirements, and then we go into the NRC, and then there's definitional statutes that are cited. Those look to me like they're just definitional statutes. So my question, Mr. Chairman, is my understanding is you pretty much store spent fuel in two places, one at the power plant or two at a fuel storage installation. I'm not real familiar with this area of law. Again, I think those two statutes there are only definitional. So my question is what are the regulations in Wyoming regarding where that spent fuel can be stored? Are we simply just going to be looking to the NRC regarding that storage?
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good question. And basically, it's strictly going to be the NRC. One of the recommendations when we worked the bill in committee, the Wyoming DEQ asked us to remove those particular Wyoming statutes right there because they have no application with the NRC already doing it. And you're right. Basically, the spent fuel will be stored on site until the federal government figures out what, you know, if they start Yucca Mountain someday, that's where it would ultimately end up. But like all other nuclear power plants in the U.S., some that have been operating for nearly 50 years, they store their fuel on site. And it's such a small amount, that's why they're able to do that.
Representative Miller,
there's another question.
Chairman Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chairman Miller, on just on page 2, on line 13, I just want to, I couldn't find this anywhere, but it says, is any public utility or person, which person is an individual or corporation, business, any, that currently owns a plant or property or facility for the generation of electricity. So that means it has to be an electrical generation facility. So industry could not utilize this if that industry was a large consumer of electricity. And then why not?
Chairman Miller.
Great catch, Chairman Greer. Basically, you know, my thought process was I don't want these coal plants shut down. But if they're going to shut them down, I want this part of the process in considering what we replace it with. You know, all the normal siting work, Public Service Commission, everything, if they do it as a new power plant in Wyoming, and say a new small modular reactor somewhere in Wyoming other than in an existing power plant, it's going to have to go through the normal process we already have. So this is meant to hopefully speed it up a tiny little bit, and this isn't going to happen next year. Frankly, it probably won't happen in 4 or 5 years, but over the next 8 to 10 or more years, this is going to happen. And, you know, the small modular reactor technology has been worked on for about a dozen years. It's starting to come to fruition right now. So I want the utilities to look at this and have it part of their toolbox to replace that engine with something that can last a long time. And, you know, maybe we even use Wyoming uranium in it.
Chairman Miller.
If there's no more questions, we're on the standing committee amendment, and we also have a committee of the whole amendment that'll also be addressed in the second reading, or the second reading of the bill. So I ask you to vote no on the standing committee amendment right now.
You've heard the motion, the standing committee amendment. Question having been called, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no.
No.
Standing Committee Amendment number 1 has not been adopted. We are back on the bill.
And we have a Committee of the Whole Amendment, and I'll ask you to vote no on that also. And it'll be back up on second reading.
We are on Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1. All those in favor of Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1 has not been adopted. Is there any other discussion on the bill? Question being called. All those in favor of Representative Miller's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rise to report, it do so with a recommendation that Bill number 74 do pass. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes have it. House Bill number 74 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration.